Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
Now we turn to the horrific concert hall massacre at the Crocus City Hall in Moscow, which claimed the lives of more than 130 people on Friday night. An investigation just published by the New York Times, analysing clothing and other details, show a connection between the four suspects detained by Russia and the men who carried out the concert hall massacre. For more on this, I'm joined now by Malachy Brown, who's co-founder of the Visual Investigations team at the New York Times. Malachy, thank you very much indeed for your time. It's fascinating, as you and your team have analysed the videos of the attack, which were absolutely horrific, and cross-checked these with the images of the suspects appearing in court. How do they correlate then?
That's right, Cormac. The first we looked at the videos of these men as they were being detained by Russian security services, many of whom pulled out their mobile phones and filmed them being detained and badly beaten. And what you can see is that, you know, these assailants, they didn't even change their clothes, you know, when they escaped, and they went to the venue in the same car, all got back into the same car and headed southwest, and they were picked up. Apparently there was a firefight and they fled into the woods. There's videos of them being chased into the woods by security personnel and then being detained.
People who are skeptical, Malachy, because I think the clothing, for example, they were wearing light brown t-shirts, you say, but there's a distinctive logo as well.
That's right. You can see that it's the color of the shirt. It's an identical shirt, same logo, same sort of. There's actually, you know, a black Boss pants with a Boss label. And when we're looking at these videos, we're going through them frame by frame of the attack. ISIS released a video of the attack, you know, a propaganda video, sort of trophy video, and they're filming each other carrying it out. So when you go through that, what we're doing is we're pulling out the details, identifying details of these guys. And then as they're interrogated, we're looking at those details too. And also we're translating, they're interrogated, albeit under duress, but we translated what they said and are, you know, comparing those details.
Okay, too. So you have actuality then before and after from both sides, let's say. You listened or translated to what they said. Were they speaking Tajik?
Two of them were speaking Tajik and two were speaking Russian. The Russian authorities say that all four are from Tajikistan. And we know very little about them now. But one of the men, you know, he said he came to Russia on March 4th from Turkey. We tracked down an Instagram and Facebook profile of him. Indeed, there are photographs of him there at a mosque in Turkey. The youngest of them was working as a barber in Moscow for at least a year or so. And we have a copy of his passport. He's from Tajikistan. There's no expression of sort of extremist views or anything like that on their profiles, but the profiles were very scant, but we're trying to find out more about them.
There's also a suggestion, isn't there, that they're not really very well trained.
That's right, yeah. I mean, as I said, we've got a CCTV image of them coming into Moscow on the evening before in the same car, using that car as white Renault, pulling up outside the venue, going into the venue to stage the attack. And they obviously came back out, went into the same car again, and then headed south. But even their actions, you know, how they carried out the attack, we spoke to an expert in weaponry and they said that they look pretty amateurish.
What's the rationale behind that, I wonder? Using the same car, not changing their clothes, not fleeing, really? Like, is there a line of thinking that they wanted to be caught?
Well, you know, either, you know, clearly they're not very professional, the people who organized the attack. One of the men in his interview, he said that he had been recruited basically via Telegram by the assistant of a preacher that he followed online, and that he was offered money and he got half of the money to carry out the thing. So they obviously weren't very well equipped and there wasn't a great escape plan. Now, that said, they were only 90 miles from the Ukraine border when they were picked up. So another hour and a half and they would have been across the border.
Since you mentioned Ukraine, I want to ask you about this now, this element of it, because the US said the attack had been conducted by Islamic State, which we all know at this stage, and the IS claimed the responsibility for it as well and released photos of the attackers, as you say, and videos. Why have the Russians then not accepted this?
It's hard to say. I mean, there's no apparent connection between these men and Ukraine. They didn't come to from Ukraine, as far as we know. There's no reference to it in their online activities. It's hard to say. I think perhaps because they were headed for in that direction, the Russians jumped to conclusions and it was a handy scapegoat. But it's hard to say. And the U.S. authorities, by the way, at the start of March, advised people not to go to concert halls because they had picked up a potential attack by ISIS-K that was being planned for Moscow.
Okay. Well, they're suspected and charged, are they, at this point, with the murder of 130 people in the Krokus City Hall in Moscow, which is an incredible atrocity. You also viewed, I think, Maliki, you and your team, the video footage of the torture and the beatings given to these men by the Russians. How graphic is that?
Yeah, fairly bad. One of the men, a knife is taken to his ear and part of it is cut off and shoved into his mouth. Another man is very badly beaten and appeared to be even more badly beaten when he appeared in court a day later. Another, the youngest, the barber, the youngest of them, his eye was popping out of his socket. They were given a pretty bad beating, it appears, before they were taken to court.
And that man whose ear was cut is Racha Balazoda. Is he, is video footage of that spread widely in Russia? Do we know that?
Yeah. These videos, they went like wildfire around Telegram, which is a very popular social platform over there. And so a lot of local outlets were sharing them around. That's right, yeah.
Okay, it is a painstaking. How long, can I ask you, did the investigation and all of the correlation of the video pieces and the frame by frame, how long did it take you and your team?
Well, it was really Saturday evening we knew, because Islamic State published that video, and that was the clearest footage of the assailants. The rest of it was kind of distant footage. It's amazing people were filming, even though there was bullets flying everywhere. But so Saturday evening, we kind of knew, and then we were filled out more details yesterday and this morning.
Okay, it's a fascinating read on the New York Times. Maliki Brown, co-founder of the Visual Investigations Team at the New York Times. Thank you very much indeed.